Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. Again, we say welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, we are happy today. We are happy. We have the joy of the Lord, huh? The joy of the Lord. It's where our strength lies. The joy. Yes. We praise Him. We magnify Him. Yes, we praise God. We praise God. We just say again to you to welcome. Come on in. Take your shoes off. Take your shoes off, get you a bottle of cold water, and sit back and enjoy the goodness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He gives us goodness. Yes, He gives us goodness. We love to praise Him. We love to just call on Him. We love to just thank Him. We love to sit and think about the goodness of Him. Mm-hmm. We just thank God. We thank God, huh? Oh, yeah. We thank Him. We thank Him. Praise His name. Yes. We love to praise Him. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Yes, we get weary sometimes. But we come out of that weariness, that feeling of rejection, and we just praise God, and we keep praising Him, and we know that He's very near, because all we have to do is call on Him, and He will come. Oh, yeah. Feeling of rejection and feeling low and down has to go, because the joy has to come. He is the joy. Glory to God. He is the joy. Yes, many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Did you hear what I said? Many are the plans in the mind of a man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. What are we saying? Many times, men have plans. They put it down on a piece of paper. They try to recite it every day. They look over it. They try to meditate on it. But it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. So what we're saying here, make sure that your plan, listen to this, the plan that you have, the plan that you have put together, make sure that it mingles. It intertwines with the plan that God has for your life. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You for this day. We thank You for the opportunity that You have given us. We thank You for this very second, this very moment. We thank You, God, for listening ears, oh God. We thank You, God, for hearts that are open to receive You, God. We are just blessed today. And we thank You for all Your blessings. We thank You, God, for the blessings that we don't see, but we know that they are coming. We give You praise, and we thank You for Jesus. We bless Him in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen. We, again, are just grateful to be here today. And we thank God. We thank God for you, and we thank God for you. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels, they still bowing. They still bowing. They bow down before Him. Yeah, think about it. Think about it. Mm-hmm. They give reverence to Him. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Again, we just welcome you to be with us, and we just thank you for taking the time out. Yeah, we know that this is Wednesday. This is the third Wednesday. And the third Wednesday, we talk about the next generation. So tonight, we're going to move quickly with the next generation. And as we continue in our lesson on plan. We're just going to focus really on the next generation, and we're going to hit some other generations before it's all over. So here we are, and we have been discussing the plan. That has been our topic. So here we know that last week we talked about the plan, and we talked about plans that we put together, plans that we put on paper, plans that we try to draw up. We sit down and have plans, and we even mention how some of us, as little, we'd be maybe 6 or 7 years old, and we think about being a bride, we want to be a princess. We think about all of this, and we plan all this years and years of this type of planning that we have, huh? Yeah, we do that. Guys, they grow up always wanting to have a hot rod car, a car that makes a certain noise and go room, room down the street. You grow up and you start thinking, how you going to get this? This is your plan. Yeah. Some of us grow up thinking about having a family, how many babies, or how your husband going to look, or how your wife is going to look. So we have plans, and we distinctively take time and put together these plans, whether we realize it or not. And many times, we're leaving out the main ingredients, and that is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's nowhere to be found. Isn't that something? Plan. Who has one? Should we have one? A how to get one. Yeah, those are our questions today. How should we get a plan? Who should have one? Yeah, who should have a plan? All plans require the use of one's brain. So we have to think about the plan. Yeah, we have to really think about it, because a lot of times we put things on paper and we didn't really think it through. We didn't think about how it would be less long 10 years from now that in that plan. You know, when you sit down with the bank and you're trying to get a business loan, or you're trying to get, let's say, just a loan of some type, first of all, they want to know about your finance or what your employment, and then they want the very first thing, how long you've been there, the length of time, what is your plans to be at that particular company, that particular job. Do you have plans? Have you thought that out yet? Have you thought of growing in that company? When you sit and do finance, a plan should always be before you. Yeah, you should always have a plan. But again, make sure God is involved in your plan. Okay? So we're going to go quickly as we speak to the next generation. Yeah, the next generation. And you know, when I say the next generation could be an older generation, it could be young, because an older generation could be just stepping into having a relationship with Christ. Think about it. Yeah. An older person who didn't know him when they were in their youth, and they decided at an older age that they want to have a relationship with God. So then you become the next generation. Yeah, simple. That's how we become the next generation. The next generation to serve. The next generation to go out and proclaim. The next generation to live a life that is pleasing to God. That's all we're talking about. The next generation. So we see here, we say young folks. Young folks, we all know what a plan is. When I say young, I'm talking to those who are older as well. Yeah, we know what a plan is. A lot of times you're young people, they plan to go to the movies. Yeah, that's what you like to do. You plan to go to a sleepover. You plan to go to that party. You plan to go to the mall. These are the plans that you make that are very right at your reach. You could reach those plans right there. You could lay down or sit up and think about that plan, in 2 days you're actually living into that. You're actually involved in that plan because you have thought about it. You went to your parents, you got permission, or you had to go get the money. Whatever you had to do in your plan, that was something that you could reach, and you did it. Mm-hmm. You did that. So many of you have been planning for, again, like for a long time. Some of you have been planning very early, 6 and 7 years old. We've seen and witnessed planners very young, very young. Some kids are very bright and can tell you things that they plan to do when they become older. Yeah, 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 yes. Plans have no limit. There's no limit on the age of a person with a plan. Now, I am not knocking you for planning. I'm not saying that. It shows you think. You think further than today when you have a plan. You think further than that moment when you have a plan. And that is good. What you use, when you use this skill, it is important that you make sure that it's a life-changing. Yeah, a life-changing. Mm-hmm. When you're using this plan, you want it to change your life for the better. And using wisdom. Mm-hmm. Wisdom that only God can give. Many of you are familiar with planning. So let's begin to speak to, I'm going to start off with my junior and my preschool listeners. Yeah, preschools. Yeah, those who could be, I would say, between 6 and 7, 7 and 8. Mm-hmm. And then we go into 8 and 9. Yeah, yeah. So here we are, and we, most of us are familiar with the nursery rhymes. We're familiar with those. So we're just going to use that as an example to bring a parable to you. So we see here, we see that once there was three pigs. There were three pigs, and they were little pigs that grew up to be big pigs. Yeah, they grew up to be big. And it was time for them to get out of their parents' house because they had become big at this point. So that they knew that it was time to go, and they had to find a house. So in finding a house, they knew that they had to build their own house. Yeah, yeah. Now, one thing their mom warned them was that there was a wolf, and for them to be very cautious and be very protective of themselves because there was a wolf that was launching around and trying to trap and get them, okay? Think about that. Think about this. The plan. The plan started out when they became older and the parent knew that it was time for them to move. It was time for them to find their own place. So this plan here started out with the parent. The parent had the plan. And it said, so the three pigs went out together looking for material. They looked for material to build a house. And the first pig decided to use the first piece of material that he could find. And that was straw. Yeah, straw. Just the straw that you see, you're familiar with the straw. That's what he decided that he was going to build his house with. So the next pig went on looking and trying to think of what could he use to build his house. So this particular pig, he found sticks. He said, well, I'm going to build my house. I'll build my house with sticks. This is good enough. Yeah. Now the last pig went on looking for material, and he found bricks. He found these big bricks. Yeah, these were very heavy bricks. Think about this. Next generation. Who do you think thought about their plan? Who took time to think this plan out? Who took time to go in and ask someone for their opinion on the decision that they were making? Who did that? Who do you think did that? Well, listen to this. Because remember, the wolf, he did come. Mm-hmm. And he was coming. They were already warned that he would come and he was going to show up. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And when he did, he went to the first house. And this was the house of straw. And he knocked on the door. And the pig said they weren't going to open the door. He weren't going to open it. And so the wolf just went, really, he could blow that down because it was not of a solid foundation. It was nothing that was secure. Yeah. So undoubtedly, that plan was not solid. Think about it. It wasn't solid. They didn't go and seek the right sources to get the right advice. They didn't go and ask their parent. And better yet, there was nowhere in the story that the pig sought God. Nowhere. Nowhere. So after that house was knocked down, that pig ran over to the next house. He ran to the next house, which was his brother, and he knocked on his door and said, I needed to come in because the wolf had knocked on my house. So the brother opened up the door and let him come in. They were in the house, and they were scared because they knew that the wolf was on the way. The wolf was coming. And so they were in the house, and all of a sudden a knock came at the door, and they said, no, we're not going to open up this door. And the wolf said he would blow it down. He would blow it down. Again, this house had no solid foundation, none, okay? So he blew that house down because this was the house that was built with sticks or straw? It was the sticks and the straw. Houses were all knocked down. They were knocked down because there was no solid foundation. Yeah, that plan did not work. So what they had to do, they had to leave that house and run over to their last pig's house. The last one was the one that had the solid foundation. It was bricked. It was built like a fort. And so when the wolf came to that house, there was no way that he could blow it down. He tried. He said, I'm going to blow it down. I'm going to blow it down. But he couldn't. And you see, the last house took time. The last pig, he took time to seek for wisdom, to know what material he should find to build that house. Listen to that. He took time to write out his plan, to make sure that God was involved in that plan. God has to be involved in the plan. Are you listening to me? Yeah, wisdom. Proverbs 15 and 22 talks to us about wisdom, being wise, making wise decisions. Yeah. Think about it. Now, to the junior generation, I'm going to move quickly to the book of Esther, and I'm going to just go with Esther chapter 2 real quick and just give you a little story about Esther. Esther was a young girl, who grew up to be, she was an orphan because her mother died in childbirth, bringing her into the world. Yeah, so the parents that she had was her cousin and his wife, Mordecai. They took Esther in, and they raised her as a child. Yeah. So here we see that there was a plan, and this plan was with Mordecai and his wife. Listen to this. Mordecai's plan was to raise Esther up to be a woman of quality. He desired for her to be a virgin until marriage. Listen to me. Are you listening to me? I want you to hear this. To be completely chastened. Yeah, for remaining in that state for her husband. This was what Mordecai and his wife had desired. That was their plan for Esther. Are you listening to me? They wanted Esther to engage in her education and to take very care, very much care of herself, of her appearance. Yes. So that she would grow up to be a woman with means. Yeah. And she would actually become someone with greatness. That was the plan for Mordecai and his wife, for Esther. Mm-hmm. So here we see in chapter 2, verse 9, Esther gains favor. She gains favor for the king. Yeah. She gains favor for the king. Yeah. Why? Because she was respectful. She was a very respectful person. Yeah. This was a plan that was vitally important to Mordecai. Mordecai and his wife wanted Esther to have a great future. Having a plan requires that you have a great future. It requires that you look further beyond today. And this is what God wants for us. This is what God requires. This is what God does for us, young people. Yeah, yeah. Look at this. In Genesis chapter 6. And verse 11, yeah, here we see that Noah was given a plan. Yeah, Noah was given the plan. And this is how the plan went. And Genesis, let me find that real quick. I want you to get this. Genesis chapter 6. And verse 11, I'm going to read it. And it says, now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on earth had corrupt their ways. So God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all of the people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both them and the earth. Listen to this. This is the plan. This is the plan that God has. And what we see is God is introducing Noah into his plan. Glory to God. Look at this. So 14 says, so make yourself an ark. And he tells him to make it out of cypress. That's a particular wood. And he says, make rooms in it and coat it with pitch inside and out. This is how you are to build it. The ark is to be 450 feet long, 450 feet long, 75 feet wide, and 45 feet high. That is a plan, young people. That is a plan. And this is a plan that God put in motion. And he put this plan in motion for you, and he put it in motion for me. Okay? So God requires us to have a plan. And there's nothing wrong with you having a plan as long as you make sure that he is involved in your plan. Listen to this one. John chapter 14 and verse 3. John. And we see this. Verse 3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, again, notice, he is, who is he? Jesus is going away. Jesus is going to go and prepare a place. Is that a plan? Yes, it is. And the plan includes who? It includes us. It includes you. It includes me. He's going away. A plan was put into action in the beginning, and there is a final one in the end. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has put together a plan. And all we have to do is live a life that is pleasing to him. Are you listening to me? Live a life that is pleasing to him so that we can be in the plan. Yes. And he desires for us to be in the plan. Yes. That's why he's telling Noah. He's giving him the complete detailed measurements. Look at that. He's the master planner. Glory to God. Yeah. He sees all. He knows all. He knows the beginning to the end. He knows all the in-between. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. They all belong to him. Huh? He has a plan. Are we listening to the right planner? Are we paying attention to the right planner? Are we involving ourselves with the right planner? The one who really plans for us. The one who has given his life for us in the plan. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The one who loves us tremendously, unconditionally. Huh? No other God like him. No other Savior like him can love us in this way, in this magnitude. No one else. Nobody can plan for us like him. He has a plan. And we talked about it last week. We talked about how he plans for us to prosper. He plans for us to have good health. Oh, his plans for us is endless. But we have to walk with him. We have to spend time with him. We have to learn of him. Am I talking to anyone? We got to learn him. We got to spend time with him. We got to grow with him. We got to have a relationship. Having a relationship with him. Yes. When we have a relationship with him, we can have a relationship with others. Because our relationship with him is a solid. It's a solid foundation. It's not like the three pigs. Yeah. Our houses won't be blown down. Our windows won't be shattered. Are you listening to what I'm saying? We won't have to run to somebody else's house. Why? Because our house, the house that we have planned with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, will sustain the wind. Will sustain the rain. Huh? Because it's a solid foundation. It's a foundation that has been here for generations to come. And it will be here for generations yet to come. Glory to God. We're talking about an awesome Savior. An awesome God. Hallelujah. Yeah. He has a plan. He has a plan for all of us. Yeah. Yeah. Think about it. Think about what he said. How he tells Noah how the size of the ark and who he's talking about. He's telling Noah how to put 2x2 into the ark. He wants to create a world with you and me, this world that we're in. He created this one. He hasn't destroyed the world. That was the flood. That was it. So he created this for us, for you and for me. Glory to God. Yeah. The God who loves us. The God that is awesome. The God that protects us. The God that has the plan. He has the plan. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We thank you for your plan. We thank you, Master, because you first love us. And you have taught us how to have a solid foundation, how to put you in our plans. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. We will give you all the honor in Jesus' holy name. We look forward to having you back here with us on next Friday. And back with us on Sunday for God Favorite Ministries. And don't forget to celebrate the Martin Luther King's birthday. Yeah, he had a plan too, to help all mankind. That was his plan. Don't forget. His celebrations or this weekend. Yeah, yeah. He spent time thinking about you and thinking about me. We give God all praises because he puts us in the plan. Amen.